Okay, good morning. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer. This is case number 318-0002 regarding a PBOT decision, an appeal of a PBOT decision that was issued to Mojo's Transportation. Start from the beginning?
No.
Okay. So the time right now is a little bit after 9 o'clock. It is February 1st, 2018. I do see someone here sitting in the seat on behalf of Mojo's Transportation. Please state your name for the record.
Wadad Balai.
And do we have your name spelled correctly at the top of that blue bar there?
Yes.
In that document? Okay. Wadad Balai. And what is your role with Mojo's Transportation?
I'm the owner.
Owner. Okay. One thing that I wanted to note for the record is that we indicated that you were the appellant, the person requesting the appeal of the PBOT determination. It does look like Mojo's Transportation, you have incorporated it, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So because when I look at this PBOT determination, it's addressed to Mojo's Transportation, I'm just going to clarify that Mojo's Transportation will be the appellant and you would be the representative from Mojo's. Just a formality as far as they need to issue the decision to the business you have, and you're a, since it's an incorporated business, it's a recognized separate business entity from yourself. Okay. I do note for the record that no one is here on behalf of the city. We did check the hallway. No one was out in the hallway. Ms. Balai, did you happen to have any communication with the PBOT representative who issued the decision about today's hearing?
No.
Okay. And I just want to make sure, anything you say, make sure to speak a little bit louder for the microphone.
Okay.
Thank you. And I'm just going to check in with the hearings clerk to see if we've received any phone call or anything from the PBOT representative on this case.
We have had no contact from PBOT.
Okay. And I do not see that there's been any request from PBOT to reschedule this hearing, so we are going to go ahead and proceed. So I just want to go over a couple of housekeeping measures before we get started. And I want to make sure, Ms. Balai, that you received the information that PBOT had submitted into the file
on
this case. Okay. And so everything that I have is located on that exhibit list before you. And just to look at it real quick, you received everything in that in the document,
yes.
The exhibit list? Okay, great. Did you have enough time to review that before today's hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So there is one document that we should have sent you when we sent the notice of hearing, and it would have been called something like a statement of rights and procedures. Do you recall reading that? It would be from my office, the hearings office. And it looks like it probably was in that packet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. Oh, yes, this.
That looks like it. Did you have time to read that already?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any questions about any of your rights today?
No.
Okay. Additionally, I want to figure out what documents should go in the record. And before I do that, let me briefly explain to you how I'm going to be making a decision. I have to figure out, did PBOT's determination that was issued on December 19th, that says that they were issuing a penalty of $1,000, did PBOT, the Bureau of Transportation, issue this decision following the correct laws and rules? If the evidence demonstrates that they did follow the correct laws and rules, then I am required to uphold the penalty notice, and this letter would be go back into effect. If they did not follow the correct laws and rules based upon what's in the record, what I hear from you, and I make that decision that they didn't follow the correct laws and rules, then I will reverse the decision and it will no longer be effective. Any questions about that?
No.
Okay. So when I make my decision, I am going to be considering your testimony that I hear from you today, but I am going to also be considering any exhibits or documents in the record. Now, I reviewed everything that I have in the file and it's that are indicated on the exhibit list, and I am inclined to think that they are relevant And so if something's relevant, it can be admitted into the record. But I want to ask you, did you see any documents that the city submitted that you believe I need to exclude or throw out because it has no relevance or bearing on today's hearing?
Well, first of all, the VIN numbers and the year of the vehicle that we have permitted with the city is the right VIN number.
Okay, and so hold on. I want you to tell me that, but I need to place you under oath. We are not quite there yet.
Oh.
I'm just trying to figure out if the city tried to put in something into the file that needs to be excluded or thrown out because it has nothing to do with today's hearing. Did you see anything like that?
Well, the VIN number is not the right VIN number. That's all I know.
Okay, but we will talk about
okay.
if their documents are correct or incorrect.
Okay.
But this is just basically, did something get put in my file that I need to throw out because it has something to do with like a different, some other transportation company or something like that? Okay, so I am going to admit Exhibits 1 through and including 17 into the record. And just for your reference, exhibit numbers should be located on little stickers on the near the lower right-hand corner of each document. Okay, and I apologize. The PBOT documents do not have that number. So when you tell me about a certain document, please just let me know what the name is, and I'll try to find it as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions before we get started?
No.
Okay, so the next part is I'm going to place you under oath, and you are going to tell me why you disagree with the city's decision, and you know, point to any paperwork that you want me to take a look at, etc. So please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give shall be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Belay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, the VIN number and the year that we took the van out and replaced it with the current van, PBOT issued us the penalty using the van that was out. And they have, they're only based on, his penalty is based on the plate number 822 KAC that he found on the van. DMV gave us this plate number on the van that was out as well as on the van that's in. The van that was out is a 2010 Dodge.
And when you say out, you mean?
Oh, out of service. And then we replaced it with a 2012.
Okay, so the van that was out of service was what model?
It was a 2010 Dodge Caravan. Replaced it with a 2012 Dodge Caravan. And the VIN number that should have gone with the 2012, the PBOT people have a penalty on the van that was completely out of service. So the VIN number that's on this penalty that he issued.
Oh, just one moment. Come on in, have a seat.
Thank you.
We did get started with taking Ms. Belay's testimony.
Sure.
So I think we'll just continue to do that, and then after she's done, we'll go ahead with your testimony.
Thank you.
And just for the record, please identify yourself.
My name's Timothy Moore with the Bureau of Transportation.
Okay. Okay, I apologize, Ms. Belay. You were telling me, just so that we let Mr. Moore know briefly what you were talking to me about, you were beginning to tell me about the penalty notice that was issued on December 19th. Talks about the van, a van, with plate number 822 KAC. And you said that the DMV had given you this plate, which had previously been on a 2010 Dodge Caravan.
Yes.
Had given you this plate to put on your 2012 Dodge Caravan.
So I do have notice of transaction from the DMV with the 2012 Dodge Caravan with this plate number 822 KAC that is permitted because the city has that VIN number But the thing they don't have is the new plate, which should be 822 KAC. So the penalty that we have, that the city issued, is on a van that's completely out of service. But what he seen when he stopped our driver was the plate number 822 KAC. And that belongs to the right 2012 Dodge Caravan that is permitted with the city. And I do have the correct VIN number and all that. And I do have a list of the vehicles permitted from the city.
Okay, and just to verify, I'm looking at the DMV notice of transaction submitted, Exhibit 4. It looks like this was submitted on December 15th, is that right?
Yes, we had to go back to the DMV to clarify, and they said, we'll go ahead and issue you a new registration with the same plate number for the van that's permitted with the city that was stopped by the officer on that day.
Okay. So, do you have any information or about, I'm a little bit confused as to why they wouldn't just give you a copy showing you that on December 14th, the date that the van was stopped, that the VIN number on the van was a different one than the one that was cited in the penalty notice?
It is not, because the VIN number on the van, the date that was stopped, is the same VIN number that's listed with the vehicles permitted.
Let me take a look at that. And so it looks, this sheet, is that what you're talking about? It's like a printout?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What was the old license plate number then?
Well, apparently the old license plate was stolen, and then when we went to the DMV to get replaced, we were given the 822 KAC. And we have the same 822 KAC for the 2012 Dodge Caravan.
And when did you originally, when did the old license plate get stolen and you went to the DMV?
It was sometime during the summertime.
Okay. Anything else?
And the penalty that was issued with from the city has the old van that was out, that was donated to OPB, but if I'm looking at the list of the vehicles that are permitted with the city, along with the van that was stopped by the officer, the van that was stopped by the officer had a VIN number of 27844, the last five VIN numbers, and that is permitted.
27854?
Yes, 27844.
44.
The last five. And that is the van that's still operating out there, the van that was stopped by the officer, because it is permitted with the city. We've paid for the permit fees. So the confusion is when we replaced this van, when we brought the application to the city to replace this one with the one that was out, they issued the penalty using the plate number of the current van with the old VIN number.
Okay, is there anything further that you'd like to testify to right now?
No, that
okay.
is all.
So since Mr. Moore is here, how we're going to move forward is he's going to have the opportunity to ask you questions. And after he's done with questions, if I have any additional questions, I will ask. Otherwise, after that, we will turn to Mr. Moore's testimony, and it will be flipped where he will testify, and then you will have the opportunity to ask him questions.
Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. Moore, do you have any questions for Ms. Belay?
I do. So, my copy of the notice of transaction is pretty blurry. I can't quite read there. Can you tell me what it says in the remarks section of the notice of transaction on the top right?
And you're referring to the what's been marked as Exhibit 4?
Yes,
I apologize.
That is
okay.
correct, yes.
The DMV notice of transaction.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On the top?
Yes, ma'am. The top right corner, there's a section labeled remarks. and so I can't read what it says there. Can you read that to me?
I can't, but I can see the last VIN number. It says 650-something, which is the van that was out of service, the 2010.
Sure,
but
yes.
I see the plate 822KAC on the 2010 as well. And I do have the notice from the DMV that the 2012 does have 822KAC plate number.
So that is the original notice of transaction?
This is the correct notice, yes.
Okay, and is that the same copy as what we're seeing here?
No, it is not. Because they gave us the plate number, same plate number for the van that was a 2010, as well as same plate number for the van that was a 2012. So when we stopped him, we went back to the DMV to clarify, and then they issued us this new registration that has the same plate number for the 2012 Dodge that's permitted with the city that was stopped at the hospital that day.
Could I possibly see the notice of transaction that you're referring to? Thank you. Thank you very much. So it looks like here we have two separate notices of transaction?
They're the same.
Okay. Okay, so on this item that you've just shared with me, I see that there's this box one has the new plate number that says 822KAC, mm-hmm. and that is for a vehicle with the VIN number ending 7844.
Yes.
Okay.
And what's the date on that document so I can tell?
The date on this document is 1/22/18.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's the date of the odometer reading.
What about there? I'm looking at a stamped date.
Yeah, so that looks like 1/22/18 as well, down at the bottom here.
Okay.
So that does say 1/22/18 as well. So this vehicle with VIN number 7844 has the new plate 822KAC.
The same plate that was on it when you stopped him.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, when you submitted replacement documentation, which I've submitted into mm-hmm. evidence, this would be perhaps this is 13, I believe.
And it looks 13? Like a computer printout?
I have this one. This would be the vehicle certification.
And that's something you submitted into record?
Yeah. Oh, I see it here. It's
Exhibit 17.
Exhibit 17, yeah. So on this item that you indicated, mm-hmm. you were replacing the vehicle with the VIN number ending 6500. Mm-hmm. with a vehicle with a VIN number ending 6881. So I'm curious, there's a discrepancy between the documentation you've provided to the City of Portland and the document the DMV has provided you. So is your testimony that the vehicle that you replaced the vehicle with, so there's the Dodge van with 6500 is the ending of the VIN, is that the vehicle that was, I'm sorry, let me restate this question. The vehicles listed on the DMV notice mm-hmm. of transaction, are those the two vehicles that were switched out with the City of Portland?
The 6500 was taken out. That was a 2010 Dodge.
Right.
Yes.
So was that 2010 Dodge then replaced with the 2012 Dodge with VIN number ending 7844 as indicated by the notice of transaction?
It should, yes.
Okay. So then we have another discrepancy because, uh-huh. and I can move on to, and I can talk about this in my testimony, but it appears that in the documentation you provided to the city, you were replacing that vehicle with a vehicle with VIN number 7881.
That's what it looks like, yes. Uh-huh.
And so these VIN numbers don't match up. We have 7844 and 7881. So those two, so there's a discrepancy in the paperwork. So I'm curious
okay.
if you can explain
so
that
has to be an error with this replacement because I see that it's a 2017, it's a brand new Ford Transit, which did not even have plates. So I think this was a brand new van that was exchanged with the 2010. So I see what you're saying, but the VIN number, the 7844 VIN number, will go with 822 KAC because I think that's the problem we're having is that you're telling us that this vehicle is not permitted when it is permitted with the city. The plate number 822. I know what you're saying. I understand now that we took out the 2010 and replaced it with the 2011, the new van. But my main concern is that the vehicle that's out on the street, the 7844, is permitted with the 822 KAC.
And Ms.
Belate,
please make sure to speak into the microphone because I'm the one going to be making a decision.
Okay.
So you're going to have to convince me, not Mr. Moore.
Okay. So I see what he's saying. Is that the application we put with the city replacing, taking out the 2010 was replaced by the 2017 Ford, brand new one. But my main concern is that our vehicle out on the street is permitted with the city with the plate number 822 KAC.
Okay.
So it's not a vehicle that is not permitted out there on the street. I think having this old one that was out with the same plate number is probably what's causing the problem.
Any other questions, Mr. Moore?
No, thank you.
And let me just clarify, Ms. Belay. So with this, was this the only request that your company made to take out the Dodge and have it replaced by a different vehicle? In this case, this document shows a 2017 Ford?
It does, yes. But we do, from time to time, we do request to have an older vehicle out and a new one in. And the past year, I think we put about maybe three 2016 Ford Transits. So we have requested at least three new ones in the past year.
I do have another question, if I may.
Sure.
So I have here the believe this is going to be Exhibit 13 printout. It looks like this.
Okay.
And that is the document that you're looking there, Ms. Belay.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that when you submitted paperwork to the Bureau of Transportation to certify the vehicle with VIN number ending 7844,
mm-hmm.
which is the document that you showed me the mm-hmm. notice of transaction, that vehicle was identified as having plate number 028 JUN.
Yes.
So at some point you submitted documentation showing that that was the plate number.
Yes.
And then according to this document on 1/22 of this year there was a switch of that plate number and
yes.
I'm curious how long had that plate been on the wrong vehicle? Do you know, can you testify to how long?
Does the plate 028 JUN was stolen from our office when the van was parked there. So we went to the DMV, and that's how we ended up with this new 822 KAC plate number. and we've had to go to the DMV twice on two different vans that were plates were stolen.
So, and then just to clarify for me, we do have here this penalty, or rather the day of the observation was December 4th,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, December 14th of 2017. And the plate 822KAC, according to your testimony as I understand it, was already on the vehicle with the VIN number ending 7844. So did you put the incorrect plate on? I'm just trying to figure out what happened, because this timeline doesn't seem to make sense to me. You're saying that on 1/22 of this year, of 2018, you went to the DMV and they gave you a new plate, or you already had that plate?
When you stopped the driver, he did have that plate. So we were already issued. But when I got the penalty from them that said, and then I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, it's the 2010, so we had to go back to the DMV to ask them, and then we asked, can we get a letter because we have a hearing, and they said, no, we'll give you a new registration. And then we went back again and actually had the person sign so that when we come here, we have something to show that this is from the DMV. When you did stop him, he had the same plate number, which is the 822KAC. But when we got the penalty, and then that's when we went to the DMV to inquire how come this is happening, and then we got another registration notice of transaction submitted, but it is the same plate number that the van had when it was stopped. And so we did not go back and get another 822KAC to put on a van that already had 822KAC plate number on it.
So are you testifying that you or some driver or representative of your company put the 822KAC plate on a vehicle that should have had a different plate number, or are you saying that the DMV had already switched that plate out for you?
Okay, I'll say it again. When
028... Can I ask maybe a clarifying question?
Yes.
What was... You said that you went to the DMV and they gave you the 822KAC for the Dodge, the 2012 Dodge.
Yes.
When did that happen?
This happened, I want to say, a little before summer, because once in the spring and once was beginning of summer, we had two different vans that had the plates stolen, and we had to go twice on both of them. So this was changed. It has to be like early summer, and they did give us the 822KAC that we put on. And so it's not that we went back again this January to get another plate number 822KAC, because it was already there. But when we got this notice, we went back again to ask, you know, how come? And so we got another transaction, the same transaction that, you know, would be, but with the same VIN number, same year, 2012, and the same plate number, 822KAC.
Does it, Mr. Moore, does that help clarify what you were attempting to figure out?
Yes. I believe I have all the information that I think I need at this point.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. So, Mr. Moore, please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give shall be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, to start at the beginning, this was an observation made on December 14th of 2017 at approximately 11:30. The vehicle with the plate number, as already discussed, 822KAC, was observed doing non-emergency medical transportation at Legacy Emmanuel Hospital. On the day of this incident, I did approach the driver and I asked him about the sticker. So if you do look at the photograph printout, which is going to be Exhibit 16, there are two pages here, you can see that the sticker on the rear of the vehicle is not correctly displayed. So, and I know Ms. Belay is familiar with this, but we have essentially three different stickers that we use. We have a front decal sticker for to identify the vehicle as a permitted vehicle. And then on the rear of the vehicle, each vehicle is given a permit number sticker. So it has a specific identification number. This vehicle, the vehicle I believe that we're discussing, the vehicle with VIN number 7844, should have the permit L08694 associated with that. That sticker would go directly where that 2018 sticker is, and that 2018 sticker is meant to be placed on top of the permit sticker, similar to a state registration sticker. So it's essentially an expiration date for that sticker. So when I approached the driver, I asked him why his stickers were improperly displayed. And he notified me that he didn't know, but he would go directly to the office and try and sort that out. That's what initiated this inspection. After that, when I returned to the office, I did do my normal follow-up work, which includes a DMV check of the driver. And with this particular vehicle, because I had no other identifying permit number or anything like that, I had to use DMV database resources to find out what vehicle this is in our system, because that plate number did not exist in our database. So I did search for this vehicle in the DMV and had some difficulty finding that vehicle at the time of my review, which would have taken place the week following December 14th. So I do my field work, and then following that, sometime in the next several days, I would have done that follow-up work. When I did that follow-up work, I did find the vehicle in question, this vehicle with the VIN number ending 7844. You can see here on the DMV printout, which is
Exhibit 12.
Yeah, the plate number listed on the in the top center is 028JUN. So this printout was made after the observation, and so based on Ms. Belay's testimony and the explanation of the vehicle plate, I don't know that the vehicle in question is or is not the vehicle that we're discussing here. Now, I'm not trying to say that Ms. Belay is not telling the truth. I'm testifying that the vehicle as displayed and as marked in the field with the plate 822KAC and no identifying permit number, everything that we can see from the street and from the photographs shows that this is an unpermitted vehicle. And I would like to add that if it is in fact a permitted vehicle with the City of Portland or certified vehicle, if it has followed all the certification rules, it would have both a identifying permit number on the rear of the vehicle as well as a vehicle DMV plate, Oregon DMV or any state plate, that had been identified to the City of Portland. At the time of this inspection, there was no vehicle in our system with the DMV plate 822KAC. And you can look at the vehicle list, which is going to be, I believe, Exhibit 15. And when you look at that, you can see there's no vehicle plate number 822KAC, and that is a complete fleet list for Mojo Transportation. So If, in fact, this vehicle, and I don't believe that there's been significant evidence produced by the appellant that this is not, that this is a permitted vehicle, when the all the identifying marks on the vehicle show that it's not. And so, so that's sort of the standpoint of our office, is that when an, a vehicle is identified as something that's not in our system, or if it fails to, or if a company fails to inform us of changes to the plate number, or fails to include their vehicle permit number on the vehicle itself, that causes a public safety issue. If someone were to have an issue with this driver, if this driver were to, say, get into an accident, damage property, injure a passenger or a pedestrian, and those people contacted us and said, this vehicle, you know, did this, we would have no, we would have to come back and say that that vehicle's not permitted. So for all intents and purposes, the identification of this vehicle shows that it is not a permitted vehicle, not a certified vehicle at the time of the inspection.
Anything further?
No, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Belay, do you have any questions for Mr. Moore?
Yes, I do. He is saying that it appears that I'm not, I don't have enough proof to show that this vehicle is permitted. Well, the
VIN number. Wait, so is this a question for Mr. Moore?
No, no, no.
Okay, so after he's done, I will go back to you to let me know any feedback, but at this time it's just questions for Mr. Moore.
Okay, question. How is this vehicle not permitted when you have this, the VIN number that is, that corresponds with the plate number, and here is a list of the permitted vehicle list from the City of Portland with the correct Dodge Caravan 7844 ending VIN that is permitted because we paid for the permit fees. How is that? How is that not permitted when I, when you do have a list of the van that is with the permitted vehicles?
The vehicle, the plate number associated with that VIN number is 028JUN. And just to explain where you would find a VIN number on a vehicle, it's not readily available to the public. You can't just, it, the VIN number is not printed on the side of a vehicle or on the bumper plate or on the bumper of the vehicle. The VIN number is in two specific locations that are accessible to someone looking for the VIN, which is not a normal part of an inspection, and that would be on the driver's side license, on the driver's side of the vehicle under the license, under the windshield, which is a very small plate, and the other place would be inside the driver's side door. As I said, this is not a normal part of the inspection, and certainly not how a member of the public would identify this vehicle. What Ms. Belay is testifying to is that this vehicle ending 7844 had some plate issue and was replaced. The only evidence that I have seen is that on 1/22 of 18, well after this incident occurred, a representative of Mojo Transportation went to the DMV and had the plate switched. That's all the evidence that I've seen. Now, if Ms. Belay has done that and has notified the Bureau of Transportation that the vehicle plate number has been switched, because I will again point out that the vehicle list, and I've provided two, one dated 8/15 of 17, which is in our records, does not show that plate number 822 KAC, and another one dated December 28th of 2017, shortly after this incident, which also does not show that plate number. We do have that VIN number, but at this point, Ms. Belay is asking us to accept her word that at the time of this incident, the vehicle, which had no recorded permit associated with it, as per the plate number or the missing permit, there's no actual permit sticker on this vehicle. Ms. Belay is asking us to trust that that is the vehicle with that VIN number. And I don't believe that is sufficient evidence, because all the information that we have in our database, as I provided here, shows that that's not a vehicle that's been permitted. And certainly, it does not meet current permitting standards, because we have not been notified of any new plate number. So if it had been permitted, the permit would have been invalidated because of the failure to notify us of the most obvious identification of the vehicle. So does that answer your question, Ms. Belay?
No.
Do you want to ask your question again?
I do. You are saying we went January of this year to the DMV to get a new plate and somehow put 822KAC on a van that, when you stopped him in December, had the same plate number.
Okay, so going back to the evidence provided, I'd like to look at the photograph showing the plate number 822KAC. There's no permit number. Can you see that there's no actual permit on this vehicle?
Oh, you're talking about
there's no permit sticker.
I don't know what happened to that. All of our vans have the whole permit.
Okay, except this one.
Yes, but I've seen providers that end up with those. I don't know if it got scratched out or out, but all of our vans have the full one except this one.
Except this one.
Yes.
Okay. So I can't, as either a member of the public or a field inspector, identify this vehicle by anything except its plate number. When we examine the certified vehicle list by this company from two dates, both 8/15 of 17 and 12/28 of 17, that plate number does not appear in the record. There's no permit number for me to verify that plate number should be associated with a different vehicle. When I look at the DMV for that vehicle with the VIN number ending 7844, I see that plate number is 028JUN. I'm having a very difficult time connecting the dots. Either that plate was illegally displayed on that vehicle, or that's a different vehicle.
Any other questions?
Okay, I'm having a hard time understanding this whole thing. You do know the VIN numbers and the plates are on the same 2012 Dodge Caravan that's permitted. What we probably learned is when we get plates stolen, we probably need to get city notify them that we got our plates stolen, we're getting a new plate on this van. That's probably what we didn't do, and I didn't know we needed to do that. But having said that, this vehicle that you stopped is permitted. You have the right VIN numbers on this vehicle.
Okay, so any other questions, Ms.
No,
Belay?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mr. Moore, any additional explanation or testimony you want to give in response to the questions that were asked?
No, like I said, I think that the issue is here that there's one of two scenarios. The plate number on the vehicle at the time of the inspection was either illegally displayed, because Oregon law says you have to have the plate that matches the VIN number. At the time of the inspection, the plate number associated with the permitted vehicle that Ms. Belay claims that this is was 028JUN, according to the DMV record. If that's not the case, then this is not a permitted vehicle. So one way or the other, if what Ms. Belay is saying is true, and the vehicle if this 822KAC matches this VIN number, that vehicle had illegally displayed plates, and that would invalidate any permitting by the city of Portland because it does not meet state of Oregon vehicle requirements.
And I just want to clarify, for this printout, you referenced it as a DMV database.
Yes.
Is this information specifically what a person at DMV would see? You are able to log into their database?
Yes, okay. That is correct.
Okay, so Ms. Belay, go ahead and provide us with your response. Your additional testimony, rebuttal testimony. You had indicated you wanted to talk a little bit more.
I mean, this isn't... I'm really confused because this, to say this is an illegally permitted vehicle, I mean, I have, the van is still out there working because it is permitted. We have the VIN number. I mean, we probably needed to let the city know when we get plates stolen. Plates do get stolen from time to time. But I'm not operating a vehicle illegally. I've been doing this business for 20 years. I've never operated any vehicles illegally. My vehicles are out there permitted. We pay our fees, we pay our insurance. So the plate number somehow got put on illegally to say that's crazy. I mean, this is the right plate number on the right van with the right VIN numbers, and they're permitted with the city. I don't have anything more to say.
Okay. I don't have any additional questions. I'm sorry, Mr. Moore, did you have any questions for her rebuttal testimony?
Just one last question. Have you now notified the city of Portland that this plate number has changed?
No, because I'm here today to this hearing, and I'm learning today that I guess we do need to notify them if we get our plate stolen or we get a new plate. I've never done it.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else that either of you would like to provide testimony about? I think we've covered it all, unless there's something that you believe needs further emphasis before we close the hearing.
I would just like to emphasize that the Bureau of Transportation certainly sees this as a public safety issue. When vehicles aren't properly marked, it creates a hazard for the public in the instance of an accident or injury, and that's why we take this very seriously. And I'd like to say that to the code hearings office, as well as Ms. Belay, and for the benefit of Mojo Transportation, we want to work cohesively with the entire industry. But part of that is keeping a clear line of communication and identifying when vehicle markings have changed, identifying when stickers, permits, certifications are missing or damaged. For a professional car service transporting arguably more vulnerable members of the public, being non-emergency medical passengers, and receiving state funding to do that, it is really important for these companies to take their role seriously and to understand the state laws and the city laws that govern their industry. And again, that's why we do take this issue very seriously, in particular with all industries, but in particular with this industry. And I would just ask Ms. Belay to be conscientious of changes of this nature and to do things like regular vehicle inspections. So a simple sticker issue like this, because if it is in fact the vehicle that she claims it is, simply having that permit on there may have saved us a lot of trouble. Simply having another identifying number on there would have likely saved us a lot of issues, because that, you know, But not having the correct identification on a vehicle that you're transporting medical patients in is a huge lapse, you know, in judgment, and creates what we identify the Bureau of Transportation as a serious public safety issue. And I'd just like to stress that we're not targeting Mojo Transportation. We seriously view this as a public safety issue, and I would like to hope that this doesn't happen again with any company. So that's all I have.
Okay. Ms. Belay, if you'd like to provide some closing statement, you're welcome to. You don't have to. It's up to you.
Well, the only thing I can come out of this is if we do get a plate stolen again, we'll just have to notify the city. And like he said, we'll check the stickers to see that they're on there fully. This is the only one that's just cut off. I don't know if it got cut off from washing or something, whatever. I have no idea. But the safety of my passengers is our number one priority. And I've been doing this for 20 years successfully without any problems, paying our fees to the city, paying our insurance, and taking care of our customers. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to be here. I'm not going to issue a decision right now. I would like to have some additional time to reconcile everything that I've heard today and to take a closer look at the documents. So I will have a decision mailed out in the next couple of weeks. If either party disagrees, they can file a writ of review as an appeal of my decision. I do assure you at this time I don't know what my decision will be, but I will try my best to make an accurate decision based upon the evidence in the record. Thank you very much. The hearing is closed.